Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly, and today with us we have Chad. Welcome, Chad.
Oh, yeah. I'm back in effect. What's up, everybody?
Yes. So this week we have Season 5, Episode 12. We have the Jack's Roast. What do you think of this episode?
This is good. This was back to where I like Vanderpump Rules, the action, the hits at Jack's, you know, the people taking shots at him. That's always fun. Jack's can't really defend himself too much because, you know, he's everything they say about everything he's done is true. So it was a breakdown of Jack's entire, you know, life of crime, in a sense. So I thought it was great. I love this episode.
Yeah, it was so, it was like, we're back to like the energy of Vanderpump Rules past.
Yeah. And I like the dynamic of the group. I like the core cast. It seems like all that BS.
Well, because for once everyone was filming together. So the flow was really good.
Yeah. You know what? I have one thing to say to people who are, you know, trying to speak their mind, or people are worried about what, you know, everybody's saying, or I mean, just go with it. Come on. Grow some nuts.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm just talking about anytime there's I've heard some other podcasts, some other Vanderpump Rules podcasts, we won't name names, where they just can't seem to get on the same page, and that's fine. Who gives a crap? Like, everybody is not gonna agree. And, you know, who cares if you do or not? Like, I don't need anybody to agree with me. I don't need anybody to be nice to me or even, you know, be positive. Screw it. Like, I'd like to hear all sides of everything, even if it's negative, you know, like, keep it coming. As long as it promotes discussion and debate, I'm all for it. I don't give a crap. I love it. So,
I agree. I feel like when it gets to where you can't speak, then what is the point of having a podcast? If you can't sit there and discuss every angle, why are you doing one?
Yeah. And I don't have anything to hold back or worry about. I'd like to talk about it all. And, you know, we're all adults too. So, I mean, come on. There's nothing that anybody can say that would make me feel bad about myself or not want to hear. I really don't care. But that kind of leads to the point of what they were talking about in this episode. Jax didn't like a lot of things that were being brought up about his past, which it created a little bit of a controversy on Twitter. We'll get to that later on. But
do you think he didn't like it because he didn't want things brought up, or only because of the mom? And since when does he really care?
Yeah, that's what I thought was a little strange. Jax is usually pretty good about letting things, you know, roll off of his back. And
yeah,
he doesn't take things too personally. That's why I've always loved Jax. But he didn't like this. He didn't like the ribbing. And even with the after show with Andy and Jerry O'Connell talking about what was discussed in this episode, Jax got really uncomfortable. But, you know, I totally agree. Jax was saying it wasn't about any sort of gay remarks or anything that he was ashamed of per se. He just didn't like being, I mean, accused or not accused, but just he didn't like people saying something about him that wasn't true. Especially, I guess, if it's coming from a place of judgment or they're trying to make you feel bad. So if someone's saying something about you and you know it's not true, okay, fine. But if they're doing it in a way that's malicious, you're not going to give them that satisfaction. So I think that's why he was getting kind of pissed off. He was just angry that people were trying to bring him down, trying to say things that they thought were negative. And, you know, he said he didn't feel that way. He didn't care what people were saying, but I think he got a little upset, you know, especially at that after show.
Yeah, I was surprised. Okay, so let's jump right into this episode. So we start at Sir when Lisa and Sheena are having a little convo, and she is complaining to Lisa that she has to split the cost of the bridal shower, and she mentions that the amount in question was $1,500 for the house that they, quote, had to borrow.
Split what, three ways?
Three ways.
Okay, so and that's $500 a piece for...
Yes, but then that was just for the house, and then I heard her mention another number in the episode saying they wanted $700 per person.
For the house rental was $1,500 just uh-huh. for that few hours or day or whatever? Mm-hmm. See, that's ridiculous, man. You could have got a badass hotel. I'm talking like premium hotel for $1,500, right? Don't you agree? Well, I guess maybe a house is probably a little bit better of a setup.
It was cool. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, like Sarah was saying that we always kind of go above and beyond on the location is important, but that house wasn't so stunning to me.
Well, and the setup too. What was it? $500 a piece for Taco Bell old.
Well, I think the $500 a piece was just for the rental, and then I think they added another $200 per person for the food. So
you think Kristen and Stassi are pocketing that money?
No.
You know that they're going in and they made a deal, like the guy was like, "Yeah, I'll give it to you for $500." And
but do you really think that they are not like, don't you think that the show is paying the production fee for the house?
I would assume they're doing that. I mean, typically when something gets sponsored by the show.
I just thought it was strange, like, because Sheena brought this up last episode, and she was like, how much is that Taco Bell? Well, $200?
Are they paying for the wedding, too? Are they paying for Schwartz's and Tequila Katie's wedding?
I'm sure that they're giving, like, an allotted amount, and they're probably going over it a little bit. That's what it looks like to me. I don't know. I would assume that everything's being paid for.
Okay. I would assume that Bravo's pretty damn cheap, and these guys are probably footing their own bill, but who knows? I don't know. I'd like to get the answer on that. Anybody who knows, please.
Yeah, tweet us.
Tweet us, email us, maybe insiders of the show.
VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com, or our Twitter handle is VPRRulesParty. And we're also on Insta.
Yeah, check out the Insta. And then, you know, so I feel bad for Sheena. Sheena's been taking a lot of crap. Well, not she hasn't been taking a lot of crap. She's just bottling it all up inside. She looks like a freaking scary mannequin, always smiling. And you know that she's just dying inside. Along with her...
I'm sure that's like a personal thing and also on the show.
Well, along with her friend relationships and her relationship with Shay... She just does not look like she's in a good place.
Well, I found it interesting, though, that when she was having this conversation with Lisa at Sir, Lisa mentioned, she was like, how's everything going with you? And she's like, oh, everything is great in Sheena and Shay land. Everything's great. And I thought that was interesting that she, you know, I don't know if it was good at that time or it wasn't, but at the next party she tells Ariana that it's not good and that they are having little issues of him not coming home, you know, and not answering text messages promptly. So I don't know if that
I think that's where all the problems are stemming from. I don't think she cares about this whole
party. I mean, can you imagine, you know, this season is focused all around Katie and Tom. It's all about their wedding. She had a season that was devoted to her wedding, and I don't think as much fuss was made about all of the events, even by Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So that must be really hurtful to be going through this.
Yeah. She had her wedding special. Now she's got to take a back seat and watch someone else get that attention. But I do agree. Yeah. I don't believe there was that much fuss made about hers. When it seemed like a bigger spectacle, though, a bigger affair. It was definitely like a bigger production in a way.
Yeah, I feel like it was.
I remember the location was like right on the water. It was like an Italian villa, and there was tons of people there. Her guest list was huge.
It was at Lisa's house.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, it looked like an Italian villa. Was it on the water? Did she live on the water? I don't know, man. I just started watching this show. So this is my first season, really. I mean, you know, I've been watching
Vanderpump. I think so, unless I'm going crazy.
I've been watching Vanderpump Rules since it began, but I never paid attention to those types of details.
You lightly watch. I mean, you watch it, but
I feel like this is my first real season. I feel like I'm really starting to know these people.
I feel like that, too.
I feel like it's really starting to come together now. And I don't understand Sheena. I always thought she had more power in the group, but the dynamics have changed. Katie now seems to have the most power. And that is the strangest thing, because I remember from the first season, Katie was not on top. Stassi was the leader of the gang. And she was telling Katie, you're a bad friend, da 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 da. And Katie was crying her eyes out. So it's weird to see this whole shift, but I think it's strange. It's a strange dynamic.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't buy it one bit. I just think that that's the way that they are taking the show right now. So
you don't think group dynamics change within friendships? That sometimes someone else is the leader or... I mean, it's all due to her wedding, for sure. And she's milking every second. But you don't think the dynamics are shifting, that maybe Katie's got more going on than anybody else?
No. God, no. I don't. But yeah, I also like can't help but wonder if you go back to the seasons, like you said, Sheena definitely did have a spotlight on her season one with the whole Eddie, and you know, she couldn't serve whenever Brandy was there. They'd you know, say time out for you. You go in the other room and she'd be all pissed and everything. That was like her season. Then she got the wedding season. And
remember the pop star, the recording?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was huge.
And then Kristen has had a couple seasons where she's, I wouldn't say that she's like the head person of the friend group, but she definitely handled the season. And maybe, you know, Katie is getting a chance to be at the top. She's getting that edit. It's just, I think that they are giving her a shot. But it's just interesting because I think she's getting enough of a shot with the wedding. And then this separate push is just a little confusing.
Yeah, well, it's Katie season. So let's move on. Sorry, I'm getting a little distracted here. Okay, so back to the breakdown. Now, yeah, so Sheena speaks her mind to Lisa. She's been venting. She's basically venting to anybody she can. She's grabbing on to any sort of person who will listen to her outside of her.
And the problem that I have with her is, and I think that this is like the girl's problem with her too, is she adapts to any person that she's talking to. And to me, this is the type of friend that I don't like to have. I don't like someone that turns into, when they're talking to you, let's say they speak a certain way, then they move over to the next person and they're that person's best friend. And it's like you can't go from group to group to group and just, I don't even know how to describe the way she acts, but it's like, you know, when she's talking to Lisa, oh, it's this. And then she goes over to Stassi and, oh, I don't, you know, why are you guys sending me mean text messages about this bridal shower? It's just like, doesn't she herself, that's actually what's coming across in her face, is she's exhausted from running these lies. She just needs to like speak her truth and like, she would be cool.
Yeah, she has to be a different person with every single group. She's got to adapt her personality to every single group.
It's funny too, because when she arrives to Tom's birthday party, which we'll get to, I know we're jumping around, but she arrives and the head guy, what's his name, Richardson or something, forget his name, he's like, you look amazing. And she kind of does like this little half smile thing. And I think that everyone's been saying this. She looks amazing. She looks the best that she ever has.
Oh, well, Sheena's look got voted down. If you watch the after show, Andy's after show, Sheena's new look got voted down, which was a surprise. I think she looks great, too. Yeah, I really think she looks
great. I think that was about the bump it, though.
Oh, okay. That's it? It wasn't about her just entire look? It was about that specific...
The confessional look, I think.
The pompadour thing.
I think she looks great too, but what I was going to say is that I just think that I've never seen her look so unhappy on the, she looks great on the outside, but you can tell on the inside she's not happy. Once that all comes together, I think then she will be on fire.
Yeah. Well, that's what she said to Ariana.
She's definitely hurting right now. It's sad. It's kind of hard to watch.
She said, do I look like I feel like I'm about to burst into tears. Ariana said, no, you look great. She said, okay, thank you, but that's not the case.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to the episode. So we go to Tom and Ariana's apartment, and Tom is on his pull-up bar with his feet strapped into some bootstraps, and he's doing some...
He's Batmanning is what he called it.
Yeah. He's Batmanning. And I just...
He's aligning the spine. That's the spinal decompression. He's decompressing his spine. He's trying to get alignment back in his spine there for his big debut.
I doubt that's... He's probably trying to like make himself taller or longer. And he said he was visualizing his outfit. And what did you think of his outfit?
I mean...
I actually really liked it.
I mean, these guys are definitely... taking it up a notch. I think, you know, he's got a braidist or a braid engineer, whoever came in. I'm sure he's got a stylist as well. But these guys have been doing this for a long time. I mean, their whole business is in, you know, media.
I mean, you just gave it like two names when they just called it a braid guy. I actually like what you called it better.
Yeah, I like braidist.
Yeah. I have to say, every time that he's rocked the braid, I've definitely made fun of it, but I'm a little impressed that he has stuck to this progressive way of looking, and sometimes it works. I liked this outfit, I liked the shoes, and I liked the braid. It's very different, and there was no one else in the room that was pulling that off.
It's definitely like on trend, contemporary, you know, very trendy look. So
kind of like the that group that Fergie was in. What the hell was that?
Black Eyed Peas.
It was like the Abu or whatever his name was.
Oh, Apple the App. And,
yeah.
Who's the other guy? They made fun of those guys on SNL. Apple the App and Taboo.
That's kind of like how he looks.
Kind of like a space age.
Like he could be like
Mad Max.
Yeah, like a sidekick. You know,
well, we've seen this
pop
look.
Group.
We've seen this look with Kanye a bit. I think it's kind of progressed from there. It's still, yeah, it was cool. I guess real.
I mean, I appreciate that Ariana keeps kind of making fun of it. Like she was saying, we could save money if we just braided each other's hair.
I think she's a little jealous that Tom has got a better fashion sense than she does.
It's just so obvious to me that there is something else going on in that relationship. Like he is just so out there with his everything. It's just wow. And again, with the shaving of the face, did you see how he said, I want to make sure I have that glow, and he shaved across his forehead and
what?
He shaves his whole face.
Like, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, he's always done that.
Is he like a hairy mofo?
He says it just like exfoliates everything and just makes everything look really glowy.
Peels away the dead skin, mm-hmm, stuff like that. Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, I appreciate that he shares all of his beauty tips with everyone. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so
they were, they're talking about his fundraiser also that's coming up. And
so this is for his birthday party. He was doing a birthday party, but not just a birthday party where it's like selfishly for him. He chose to do a fundraiser for Project Elevate, which gives back to kids in Haiti. And he mentions that he didn't blast this out on social media because he wasn't sure what the place could accommodate and things like that. And I thought it was kind of a cool idea to give back for a party. He's thinking outside the box.
Yeah, I definitely think he was taking a risk too with that inversion bar. That thing looked dangerous as hell, man, when he was hanging upside down. I definitely wouldn't be able to pull that off.
Yeah, he's a pretty fit guy. It seems like he's into fitness and always doing things. And I just couldn't help but wonder if this is what people do in Hollywood before they go out, like the beautiful people of Hollywood. They get on their bar and do a couple of sit-ups. And I mean, that's, he was trying to get that V, I think, to go out. That's crazy. He was wearing clothes and he still wanted to make sure that everything was tight in there.
Yeah. It's all about the, look, definitely in LA, you know, that vanity is definitely a thing. So you gotta be fit.
Yes.
You gotta look good.
So the next scene that we go to is Katie at the paint store looking for a dirty pink for Lisa's VIP room. And she takes Tom with her because she failed the last time she was given this task and she didn't pick the correct pink. And so she's back at the paint shop looking for the correct swatch. And I thought that probably the funniest quote out of this entire episode was Tom saying that it's like my hair every day. It's subtly different. And I thought that was like so amazing because there isn't a lot of difference from pink to pink to dusty rose to dirty pink to that is kind of all the same. And but no, it is a little bit different, just like your hair is different every single day.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa's looking for that perfect shade. So, but, I mean, why she brought Tom? I don't know. I think she just likes torturing that guy.
Totally. I think that she doesn't like being tortured by Lisa. So she passes it down. And it's kind of the same when she's going through something with her friends. She passes it down to Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. She does pass it down.
What did you think about their interaction here? Was this a real moment? No,
I don't know. I think these fights are just kind of nonsense. I don't.
So what they were fighting about in this scene was the fact that I guess Katie had asked for some help after her bridal shower. She was excited to come home with the gifts that she received. And she texted Tom to ask if he could help her up with the gifts when she got dropped off with them. And he, I don't know if he didn't answer or if he was drunk, something happened. And so they showed us some screenshots of the phone of just straight text messages saying like, F you, you're drunk. I was just like going off. And yeah, so again, the text messages had no time stamp or anything. And it just seemed super awkward. And Tom ended that with saying, you're such a bitch, dude.
Yeah, I mean, she...
And she says, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming, but you can just get your own ride home. You should call an Uber, and she takes off. She walks out.
And then the best part is, right before they cut to a commercial, you see him clutching to the street sign, and like his head like rests on it as he just like gives up.
His hair was blowing in the wind.
It was an amazing shot.
That was funny, yeah. That look of defeat, like he can't do anything right with that girl, man. I mean, Katie just blows up everything into a situation.
Well, it seems like she will calm down, but you have to say, you're right, I was wrong. And I think that it's getting harder for him to do that. It seems like it's just, you know, when something's amplified.
Well, I cringe when he said, you know, you're being a bitch. Oh, man, that is not what you want to say, man. Just bad call. I knew it was going to go downhill from there. But, you know, they talk about these fights, that these constant fights.
That's like saying to a person, like, it seems like you're getting upset. Calm down. When someone's fired up, it's going to orbit them into another, I don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, she's got, you know, I guess I would say just give her that. This is her, you know, her wedding planning. So let her freak out a bit. I mean, come on. I know she's a handful, but you know, you got to give it to her. He's being a little short-sighted.
I also feel like with these two that she, when it comes time that the crew is on them and they have a scene to film, if he doesn't maybe follow the protocol of what they discussed that they were going to talk and he goes off, she does not know what to do and she gets pissed.
Like if they rehearsed a scene or they discuss what they were going to talk about, he'll go off script or improvise, something like that pisses her off. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it just seems like he will do something and she won't like the way that it's going down, and that's when a fight happens.
Yeah, he kind of purposefully goes off on his own little tangents or different ways of doing things. Yeah, maybe they discuss that scene. Tom, you're going to come down. We're going to get back from the bridal shower, and you're going to help me up with all these gifts. It's going to be a great scene of you being a loving fiance. And he didn't want to do that. He wanted to go out to the bar instead. So, yeah, I think that threw her off. She gets pissed when he wants to do his own thing and he's not totally in tune with what she's demanding. She gets really demanding and bossy, man. But, I mean, you got to let her do it for now, man.
And then he always makes a mistake of trying to teach her a lesson and being like, come on, man, just look at this logically. And that just sends, she cannot with that.
Yeah, like, listen to reason, Katie. I mean, just think about your actions here. Yeah, she's not having any of that crap.
So the next scene, we are arriving at Tom's birthday party, and DJ James Kennedy is there to make an appearance before he goes to DJ at his new residency, as he calls it.
Yeah, to do his new residency at his pal's club or rooftop bar.
Mm-hmm.
This place looks interesting.
The old manager of Pump.
Yeah, yeah. He's giving him a shot.
So, and he jokes, he's like, how old is Tom, 33 or 34? 33 or 34? Ha ha. Probably not 34, maybe 33. And we looked it up in 33.
Tom is 33, yes. His birthday was in
July.
July, so he's right now he's 33, and he's he'll be celebrating his 34th birthday this coming July. He had a summer. So this was filmed back in July, summertime.
So then we have the most obnoxious scene from the night when Sheena goes up to DJ James Kennedy.
I didn't like this at all. Like,
and poor Raquel.
Yeah, I felt bad for her too. Poor girl. Like, she didn't do anything to Sheena. Like,
yeah,
Sheena,
so,
come on, man.
So Sheena goes up to them and says, so happy to see you guys are doing good. How is everything going? They're like, oh, everything's good. They're like, she's like, really? Is it?
What did she call her? The name of the other, her, didn't she call her some other name?
No, she was just saying that her friend Ellie, who she's known forever, she's sick of just, you know, him going around and acting like she's a liar when, in fact, you know, she took that selfie of herself in bed with his butt.
He called her a DJ groupie, which I thought was
funny.
That
was amazing.
Yeah, that was good, James.
So their response was, where DJ James Kennedy says, I told her everything and Ellie is just a DJ groupie. I mean, you got to hand it to this guy. First of all, he was prepared for that to happen, which, I mean, unless Sheena's an amazing actress, I don't think she knew that that was coming, that he had already told her, because it seemed like her face was pretty shocked.
Yeah, yeah. He kind of put the kibosh on her little plan to humiliate him, which I thought was funny because he kept a straight face.
Both of them did.
Yeah, and she was just grinning the whole time with, you know, that dumb look. Sheena, come on, man. I lost a little bit of respect for you here. Like, all of your, you know, issues that you're, you know, bottling up, you know, don't take it out on James. Come on. What has he ever done to you, really? Has he ever done anything to Sheena? She just looks like the typical...
No, but Sheena is kind of the only one that has ever gone toe-to-toe with him. Everyone else talks a big game, but Sheena was the one in episode one that got up to throw the drink on him. Sheena's the one who has always kind of gotten in his face. So I'm wondering if she's one of the only ones who are willing to do a kind of an aggressive scene like that with him. Because yeah, the other girls have kind of come out and said that they aren't comfortable around him because they're scared of the mean things that he can say. They don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. He can definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can cut people down with those words. Yeah.
And then I didn't like how she said that Raquel was dumb as fuck. And then Kristen repeated, dumb as fuck. Like, that's very rude. Maybe DJ James did tell her that either he did sleep with Ellie or he didn't. But that's their decision on how they are going to handle their relationship going forward. And to call another girl dumb as fuck just because she is either deciding to stay with him or not. That bugged me.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I mean, come on, Kristen. Who are you to talk? Last season, James tricked you back into bed with a little bit of sweet talk. And, you know, we all know where that went. So, I mean, everybody's had their moments of regret, but no one ever wants to address that. They always want to push that off onto somebody else. Yeah.
So then as if that scene wasn't horrible enough, the next scene is Sheena going over to Stassi and Kristen and reporting what she said to DJ James Kennedy and Raquel. Like, oh my gosh, you guys, that didn't go well. And she is, you know, that's when they said the dumb AF thing. And that was just sad.
Oh, that was sad. Yeah, I mean, I think this is where Sheena's getting a lot of her insecurities, because like she's reporting back to them. She's trying to make this friendship work. It's clearly not working. She's not being herself. And then she feels bad about it. She regrets it. She feels bad personally. Like she feels bad on the inside for what she's doing and saying or how she's acting.
I relate to Sheena in this way because I've had some friendships where I felt like I had to kind of do things to impress each side. Like there was just different sides of the friendship. And I felt that I wasn't true to myself a couple of times because you're trying to make everyone happy. But then for you to be happy, you have to piss everyone off and just be alone. It is really hard.
Yeah, I don't think she belongs in this group. This is just not her group.
No, she should be a leader of a group, and it's just not going to happen with these girls.
Yeah, or, I mean, focus your time and energy on your husband or your marriage. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Ariana seemed like...
I hope she doesn't look back and realize that that's what she should have done.
She didn't seem like she cared.
You would have to kind of... look at, even if she's not ready to look at that now, maybe in a couple of years she would go, I wonder if it would have been different if I made some different choices.
Especially in the first year of your marriage, like all the attention has to be focused on your spouse. Like,
yeah,
none of this other drama shit. I mean, come on.
And we know nothing about it, but it almost came off when she was complaining about not seeing Shay that it seems like maybe he's busy for the first time in their relationship.
He's not paying all the attention to her.
Or he has a schedule too, and that's difficult for her to kind of be supportive of him when she needs to be. When I'm sure that a lot of the times it was like, okay, I have filming. This is about me. You need to be here. You need to do this. And now he's like, well, actually, I'm recording and your text messages are interrupting. That would be hard to hear after... not, you know, having it all be about you.
Oh, yeah. She seems definitely like a princess and that he was always catering to her. But
I mean, the stuff that I've seen on Twitter, his new friends or quote unquote band seem to really be supporting him. And maybe that's really the straw that broke the camel's back, was he started getting support from other people and he realized that he was lacking it with her. I don't know.
Well, what's he doing now exactly? He's in a band. He's creating music like as a group, huh? That's interesting. I have to check that out. But no, I mean they both have something going on now, so that's definitely going to pull away from their marriage. Neither one of them is paying attention to that new marriage, so I think that's a little sad.
Yeah, so after Sheena reports to Stassi and Kristen about the little DJ James Kennedy encounter, they get right back down to fighting about the $1,500 divided by three. And Sheena says, you know, Kristen, I'm really upset that you texted me. And Kristen said, well, I was really mad. And so they're going on and fighting. And then Katie walks up and they get quiet and it's awkward. And so that was that. And so what do you think about the fighting over the money?
I mean, they're still making waitress salaries on top of whatever the show's paying them. But they all had to make their donations for this party as well. So they're definitely forking out the bucks. And I don't think these guys are really making that much. So, lifestyle in LA is expensive. So money is definitely an issue for these guys. I mean, they're all young.
Yeah. So for the fundraiser, when you walked into the party, they had a little table set up where you could donate to the fundraiser, and there they had a little square credit card swiper. And so Brittany and her mom, Sherry, and Jax walk in, and they're ready to take the donation for the party. And he says, let's do $500. It will be from all of us. And he gets out his credit card. Ariana swipes it, and it's promptly declined, which I thought was hilarious. And so Brittany had to get out her card, and she says, well, I actually do work, so here's my card, and swipes it, and they were good to go.
Does Jax not put in the shifts or something? What was she implying there?
Well, because he's been implying that he carries the weight financially for them. And yeah.
He's the breadwinner, but...
Yeah, and we've talked about this on the podcast when Sarah and I, for Jax's birthday last year, so this is his birthday this year, last year, they were at the Hyatt.
Was that last year?
Yes.
Okay.
And, or was it the year before? No, I'm starting to lose it.
No, it's almost been 2 years because they filmed this in July. So it was a year and 6 months ago.
Okay.
That's when he got arrested for the sunglasses.
Okay. So we were at the pool, and this same exact scenario played out, which is why I know that this wasn't like a little joke for filming.
Jax's card was declined at the pool?
No, he had to use his dad's card.
Ooh.
He had to use his dad's card, not his own. He had to use his, like, to pay for drinks.
Wow.
And I believe he tried to charge it to the room, but there was like a problem. Like, it was a full altercation at the pool.
This is what it is. Jax has money issues. He has spending issues, I think. They talked about his cars, mm-hmm. how he loves his cars. I think he has really expensive taste in things, so he blows through his money quickly and doesn't leave room for things like rent or bills.
Yeah, or charity.
Yeah, charity. So everybody's making donations, which was cool. You know, $500 apiece or so, I think. They said their goal was $5,000. I thought it was funny when Lisa came in, though. This is something I brought up. I noticed, you know, they say rich people stay rich mm-hmm. by being stingy. And I'm sure Lisa's generous. You know, I bet she's got her hands in charities. But she donated just as much as everybody else, which I was expecting her to, you know, fork out a couple G's or something like that. But her donation was $500, which was still nice, but... Come on, Lisa.
Yeah, I thought that she would at least double it, you know, because she's like the rich one. But maybe this cause wasn't close to her heart. I don't know, because she's all about the puppies and stuff.
Yeah, but loosen that grip on the purse there. You know, donate a little bit more next time, Lisa. But they did reach their goal. I think they got a little bit more too. Tom had a check there for like $8,000. So they did reach their goal plus some.
Yeah. So Lisa shows up. She does give the $500, and then she takes a moment, you know, out of her time celebrating Tom's birthday to speak to Ariana and Tom and ask, so did you guys invite Lala to this event? And Ariana says, yes, we did, but we haven't heard from her. And Lisa expresses that she also hasn't heard from Lala at Sir.
Lala has not shown up for shifts.
So poor Sir in West Hollywood has been lacking a hostess. I mean, I hope that they have enough hostesses to seat everyone that's coming into Sir.
No, this is their star hostess, though. Oh, the hostess mm-hmm. with the mostest. Yeah, Lala, where are you, man?
So she's she misses this, you know. Tom was so upset that she effed up Ariana's birthday. Now she's effed up Tom's birthday. She is just digging a hole for herself.
Oh, double whammy. Yeah, you're never going to be able to show your face in this town again.
And then Lisa asks, she asks Ariana, so how's Stassi? And Ariana says, I don't really like her.
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, you don't like her? And then Lisa says, Stassi wants to rule the world. And Ariana delivers the line, well, she doesn't rule me.
she's got I mean, she's got her own set of, you know, values, and her and Tom are doing their own thing. And I don't see, though, how that doesn't conflict with the relationship. I mean, look at the way it was being handled with Lala and them. Like, Lala wasn't getting along with the girls, and it was not going good for her, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah. Ariana's not getting along with the girls, or with Stassi at least, but she still kind of seems to be in that circle. She's not in that circle, but they're not taking her out. And she's still pretty new to the cast, I would say.
Absolutely. And that's, to me, is the biggest mystery of the show right now, is how she's being protected, because she absolutely is. She has almost every scene with Lisa, which is huge. She has her and Tom get their own segments. They're 100% protected. And I don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, either the show runners are telling them, look, you guys are really important to us and your scenes and your everything. So
I just wouldn't put it past Tom to just deliver a really heartfelt reason as to why things are the way they are. And Bravo just kind of going, okay, we'll work with you guys as much as we can. And then it kind of getting into their head, ooh, like that worked. Let's see what else we can do. But like this episode, season 5, episode 12 was enjoyable. Why? Because the magic happened at Tom's birthday party. The magic happened at Jack's birthday party with the roast, because all of them were together. And when you get them together, that's where the magic is. And the fact that they don't see that is just crazy. Like, this was it finally.
Yeah. This is where the TV gold is.
Yes.
Is from all these, the interaction of the group. But yeah, Ariana, I don't know how she's doing it, but she's bulletproof right now. I don't know if she's just got a thicker skin. Maybe she's more experienced.
She's becoming kind of a fan favorite. The fans are definitely, you know, proud of her for standing her ground against Stassi and the quote unquote mean girls. And she has haters and she has fans. So, well,
you know,
she's
also
doing a pretty good job.
If you have more of a leg to stand on, because they can't cut those legs out from under her. I mean, what did Lala have? She was standing on the whole dating a married guy thing, you know, doing favors for gifts. I mean, those were just rumors, but still, these were all these things that just cut her down. Ariana doesn't really have that, you know what I mean? Something that they can really hold to her.
Yes, but I also think that Ariana cannot carry anything alone. What would she, like, what does she offer?
Well, no, it's definitely her interaction with Tom. She plays this straight man to his, you know,
yes,
quirky self.
Yes.
Like, it's like The Odd Couple.
Yes.
Basically. So
yes.
That's what it's like. But
yeah, because cool. What would either of them do alone? It would not work.
Yeah, we've seen that before. And that's why I think that the combination came together. And I think that's what's working right now.
So then they talk about how Jax was wearing a cami because he was getting kind of sick of wearing his little bra, or it probably just smelled so disgusting that he had to borrow one of Brittany's little camis. It actually looked like a nursing tank top. Like, it had the little clips there. I wonder if it was, but, yeah, so he's still keeping his boob job in place, and
he appreciated the comfort too. He was getting, he liked it a lot.
Yeah. He got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
So Sheena and Ariana have a little talk, and she explains the issue that's going on with Shay. Shay's actually at the party, and he's seen at the bar with his head down texting on his phone, mm-hmm, while Sheena is doing this shot with Ariana, and
she's having her little meltdown, semi-meltdown.
Yeah, I feel like she's just reaching out for a friend who can listen to her, and she's finding that in Ariana right now, because she feels like she can't talk to Katie, Kristen, or Stassi, because all they want to talk about is the wedding, or that's the only thing that they can get along when they're talking to each other about things like that. And she's worried that if she does kind of show that she's having some issues, that it's just going to be thrown in her face later, which is smart.
I mean, it's true. I mean, that definitely will happen. I mean, she brought that up, that I can't tell them anything about what's going on in my life because they're just going to use it against me. And most likely they will, because...
She does that too.
Yeah, she does. I mean, this is what I don't get. You girls do this all the time with this BS petty nonsense, and then you complain about it. I don't feel bad for you guys whatsoever, but it's entertaining. I feel bad for Sheena a little bit, though, because she's having a breakdown. She seems to like be going kind of crazy, and Ariana said that, you know, it's just you're in your personality to try to please everybody. Do you think that she tries to please everybody?
Yes, that's a nice way of saying that she kisses each person's ass.
Yeah, it was more of a euphemism. Like, you're not trying to please everybody. You're just constantly jumping from friend to friend. Yeah, basically like kissing ass.
But the alternate way to be, what's the right word? The opposite way to be would be like Stassi, where if anyone... She would have to be so loyal to one friend that she hates everyone else. And she doesn't want to do that, which I get. So it's a really hard thing. She wants to be friends with everyone, but she also wants a good friend. It's confusing.
Yeah.
I get you, Sheena. Okay. So then we go to DJ James, and he's DJing at his new spot. And the main star of Vanderpump rolls up, Max,
yeah,
and he's like, hey man, you know, thanks for coming. And he's like, did you go to Tom's birthday party? And he's like, I didn't know about it. Like, what the f? His mother didn't tell him that she was, his mother got invited and he didn't.
Yeah, they didn't even bother to tell him.
That, like, is horrible.
So there's been talks about Brittany and Jax possibly getting their own Bravo show. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. I would watch a series of Max, just Max. And here's the thing also. Max doesn't even have to be doing anything. Like, you know, Max just kind of sits there and he's kind of looking around, and James is talking to him, and he's, you know, he's staring down at the ground. He's looking up in the sky. He's got his hands in his pocket. Classic Max. I would watch a whole episode of him just doing that.
Me too. I would too. Absolutely.
Doing absolutely nothing. But yeah, so
and I like how he didn't seem like his feelings were hurt. He just kind of was like, yeah, I didn't know about that. He is where he is supposed to be, and that's good enough for him. It was an amazing scene. Like, yeah. He, like, whatever acting classes Lisa has put him in are paying off, because that scene was just raw and amazing.
I believed it.
Like, I believed it too. I was like, oh, Matt, like, your heart broke for him, but then at the same time, he's like your hero.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like he's like a method actor in a way, where like he assumes the role completely. He just assumes that identity.
And you want to talk about a good friend of the Vanderpump Rules cast? Max is a great effing friend to James.
Oh, yeah.
It's his first day on the job. Max is there to support him.
And he's dressed up. He looks nice.
He always is there.
He's in a nice sport coat.
Lisa raised a nice boy that is there for his friends. And I think everyone could take notes on that.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Okay, so then they are back at Sir on another shift. And Sheena is checking in with Katie. You know, they're in their little closet, you know, keying in an order or something. And Sheena points out to Katie, have you noticed that you and Tom fight when you're drunk? Kind of insinuating that there is possibly an alcoholism problem.
This is what I mean, they talked about that earlier, and then they brought it up on the after show. Jerry O'Connell, the guest, along with Jack, said when she's becoming that hostile every time they bring this up, something else is going on. There is an underlying problem. I do detect a little bit of alcoholism.
I don't.
I think that... did you see her drinking? Did you see the clip about when they were talking about how her and Tom were fighting, and that he was drinking and she was drinking? they kind of rolled side by side clips of how many drinks.
Okay, that was obvious. It was obvious that he had two drinks and she had about seven.
I mean, and I know it was her bridal shower, but
that's not really a place where you get hammered, FYI. Like, a bridal shower is when you receive lingerie and you kind of get advice from the other women in the room, and it's a very day brunch sort of event. For the bachelorette party, you should absolutely be blackout drunk, but it was a little strange how heavily she was drinking for that event. I will say that, but I don't think that she has a problem.
I mean, she did the same thing at the Montauk house. Summer house, like, but you can see that look in her eye of how it's almost like she's slipping into a role. No, I can see that look on her face that because
she likes that everyone's like, tequila, Katie, yay.
No, she likes it a little too much. I can see that pure enjoyment on her face really? When she's drinking. They cannot wait to drink. And the same as Kristen seems like a full blown alcoholic, dude. Like, she doesn't give a crap, though. Like, her and James, when they were together, those were like the toxic twins, man.
But here's the thing with Kristen. I think that Kristen is really healthy otherwise. I think because you and I know someone who is like this, that is a full-on alcoholic, but they handled it well for so many years because they work out, they drink water, and they eat healthy. If you are super dedicated to your drinking, you can do it.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's not interfering with anything else and you're holding a job and...
I mean, Kristen goes hard. That's definitely true. I think that if you're not taking care of yourself in other ways, there's going to be a problem.
They're marathon drinkers for sure. So they have adapted to the lifestyle. So I guess they know what they're doing now. But I'm just saying, when it starts to do things that you're not proud of, like for the fact that she's always fighting with her fiance, then I don't know. I just think that that's contributing a lot to their.
Yeah. So then Sheena also mentions to Katie that she has received angry texts from Kristen about the money for the bridal shower and also about Ariana. And
I mean, what was she trying to gain? What was she trying to do by bringing this up to Katie? I mean, she's already talked to the girls about it. What was the point of this? Why bring it up to the bride? I totally agree. Isn't this?
I think that she was trying to once again connect with someone and
not the person to connect with. No. This was like, why are you talking to her? She does not. This just went over Katie's head. She didn't give a crap. I don't think she cares what Sheena has to say.
Unless they normally kind of talk about the group together and she thought that it would be safe to mention something like that.
Or maybe they have more of a rapport at work. Maybe they're both of them like talking at work, something we don't usually see.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they came out.
I don't know. That's being kind of generous. But okay, so the next scene, they go out for Jax's birthday just with Brittany's mom and with Brittany's mom and Brittany, and they go to a place called the Guild and
for some medium rare steak.
Yes. And Sherry, Brittany's mom, mentions that she's tired from the LA pace and says that when she's at home, normally she just, you know, likes to go to work and then feed the animals.
Yeah, and well, Jax is trying to prepare her. I think he knows, he senses that impending doom of the roast because there's going to be things that she's going to hear about him, and he's trying to tell her that save for killing anybody, you know, he's kind of done it all, so, you know, just watch out. But, you know, he's not a bad guy. I don't understand why she was there. That was really uncomfortable. Why were they bringing her? I'd say kind of.
Tell your mom to stay home. Say that it's a foreshadowing for their show.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Which we're a little worried about now. But, okay, really quick, just staying on topic for where they are. What did you think about when the mom wanted to put sauce on her steak, her fancy steak?
That's funny because that's like, you know, people who put like ice in wine or they want to water down you know, drinks, or you know, they put ketchup on certain food.
They ask for water and then like a bowl of lemons and make lemonade.
Yeah, yeah. Or you know what? This came up the other day. Real quick side note. I have a friend. They went to a pizza place right around by our house.
Mm-hmm.
You know the place by the Crystal Shop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a pizza place over there, kind of a small place, proprietary shop. Guy makes his own pizzas. The guy, my friend, asked for some ranch, a couple sides of ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And this owner said, you're not going to put ranch on my pizza, are you? And, you know, made him feel bad for wanting to do that. That's a thing that I see people do, you know, who love, you know, like they say, you know, Americans love ketchup. They put ketchup on everything, or ranch or something like that. It takes the flavor away from
the shout out to Stassi on the ranch part,
the natural flavor of the food. Like, I mean, if you like your sauces, go for it. But no, I see what they're saying. It's kind of a,
so did your friend decline?
No, he was pissed off. He was like, what the hell, man? Like,
so did he give you guys the ranch?
No, we weren't there. This wasn't, no, he was talking about another time. Oh, this is an experience he had. He was just upset. He didn't want to go back to that place. He's like, hey, man, I'm giving you business. What are you talking about? Why do you care what I put on your pizza? But no, the whole point of that was it's kind of seen as lowbrow, low class to drench your food in some sort of disgusting sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, especially for someone who's making, you're preparing the food like a high-end chef or somebody who's really proud of their creation, you know, to pour ketchup all over it is kind of an insult. So, no, I mean, I see where that comes from. That you know, I'd say people in the South are more accustomed to that type of diet, you know, ranch and ketchup and stuff like that. But no, it kind of talks to...
Well, I think she was just asking for A1, right?
Oh, is that what it was?
I think.
Oh, okay. I mean, this was supposed to be like a fancy sort of restaurant, so...
I don't know. Okay, so... So, like you said, Jax is trying to warn her, like, listen, I do have a past, and, you know, just kind of get ready for this roast thing. And then Brittany comes in, and she tries to make it a little easier for Jax, and she's like, well... You know, I did have a party once. It was G.I. Joe's and Army Hoes, and the cops were called because I had snuck some kegs in, and my mom almost got arrested for having underage drinking, and, you know, just giving us a little bit of an insight into what she did when she was a kid. And then Jax lays it on us that he used to sell report cards. I mean, I would have loved that. I would have totally bought a report card from him that had all A's, so my parents would have been proud of me.
Oh, he was also saying that he takes the Scantrons.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that part too?
Yeah, and he puts chapstick on it.
Yeah, I thought that was... I want to try that.
I want to try that too.
Anybody who's ever tried that, email us.
Yes, and then he also said he had someone take his SATs. I knew people that did that had someone go and use their ID and go take the SATs for them.
Crazy. I mean, is there a statute of limitations on that? Can he still get in trouble or his SATs?
I mean, did he go to college?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, he's definitely
Maybe he did a couple semesters or something. I don't know.
I mean, where did he But I feel like major in bartending.
I feel like that was something that Stassi was always throwing in his face. Like, well, I went to college, you didn't, Jax. But yeah. I could be wrong on that. So the next scene we go to.
Wait, real quick. So is Brittany's mom like a? I mean, they sounded to me like they were kind of like troublemakers in a way, and that the mom was maybe like a party mom. She mentioned that her mom was a really tough Kentucky woman,
conservative churchgoer.
Yes, but like, are they party goers? Like, she talked about having a party for her daughter and kegs, and I don't know, maybe there's a bad side to them, you know, like a real party side or something. I don't know. I was thinking about that. Maybe they're not as sweet as they seem.
Yeah, I get the feeling that, well, just from the way that Brittany kind of acts too, I can tell that she's not so sweet. And then to be with someone like Jax, they had to have watched the show and know kind of what his history is. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to know anything about Jax, just tune into the last few seasons, you know? Just check it out. There's nothing really that's not that's hidden, so. But that all comes up anyway.
Okay, so next they are at Sheena's house, and Shay is in attendance again. He's not in the studio, and Tom comes over so Sheena can kind of wrap off her roast of Jax. And I feel like what she read to Tom was like the most obvious things that you could say about Jax. It'd be like, hey, Jax, you stole sunglasses, you slept with Stassi, Kristen, Rachel, and now your girlfriend, Brittany. I don't know. It was just like super obvious.
Yeah, I don't know if they were trying to be like trying to take it easy on him or something, but some of those jokes were kind of lame. But yeah, I mean,
they could have gone on Twitter and got better jokes than what they did. It was very strange.
Well, Tom was talking about kind of paring it down to the most effective insults, you know, so to get through the Jax. But
and so then Sheena says that she hasn't been talking to the girls much, kind of trying to appeal to Tom and be like, see, like, I'm not one of them. I'm my own person. The girls don't really talk to me. This is a problem with her. Once again, she's playing. Now she's trying to get, you know, Tom on her side. Like, Tom, they're not really talking to me. So, and then they mention how Katie is just vicious.
Yeah.
Vicious, vicious, vicious. And how Kristen and Stassi are enabling her. Tom tells us to look it up. That
well, they talk about the drinking problem. Does Katie have a drinking problem? No one says no, and he says maybe. And that's when Shay was mentioning, like, if you're getting defensive about bringing something like that up, then that there's a problem. There's an underlying problem. And this is coming from a guy who's got addiction issues.
Yeah, I liked how they had him say it, so it was like, oh, he should know, so yeah, we should all listen to this. So then the next scene, we see them at a weed store, a marijuana dispensary, and they do a flashback to earlier in that day. Apparently they both went and got their marijuana card, and Stassi is getting hers because she wants to get off of sleeping pills, and Katie decides to get hers for anxiety because she gets anxiety and then finds herself lashing out.
Yeah, no. Oh, agitation. She gets agitated. So, yeah, that was funny. I thought that was cool because, I mean, now it's not such a big deal, but back in the day, these little flimsy kind of reasons were really comical, that a doctor would prescribe you a marijuana card for something like, you know, I'm tired or I'm in a bad mood. But now literally that's really all it takes, is you don't really have to have an excuse with the legalization in our state. But yeah, they went and got their cards very easy, and they went to the Apple store of weed where they picked out different types of, I'm not sure what they bought. What did they buy? Were they buying like
some sexual lube?
Sexual lube. Suppositories or something like that.
No, it's like a spray that you spray on and it makes you orgasm for...
You spray it on your private parts?
Yep.
That's weird. So that's all they got? Did they get like any weed, like actual weed?
I'm sure they did.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it looked like a fun store.
Yeah, it looked really cool. And then they... Katie brings up to Stassi that Sheena mentioned how much her bridal shower costs, and Stassi is pissed off because she's like, dude, like, was Sheena raised by wolves in the hills of Azusa? Like, who brings that up to the bride? That's so inappropriate.
Was Sheena, is that where she's from, Azusa?
Yeah.
Okay. And then they had mentioned that she lived in LA her whole life. So Stassi mentions that she's enraged that this is going on, and you know, part of being a bridesmaid is to keep it within the bridesmaid group. And
well, I do feel bad for Kristen and Stassi for Sheena kind of stirring things up, because I'm sure they worked really hard on securing the location, you know, throwing the whole thing. And then to have it be over and be a success, and then to have Sheena running back to Katie to mention how much it costs, even if it's a memory of being a great day, the dollar sign on how much it was really does start to ruin it. And then you would feel bad that your friends are paying that. And it's humbling enough when someone throws a party for you. You like don't know. You're like, oh my gosh, this is so much. And then to actually know how much it costs and to have her saying, that's like half of a shift. Like, I just don't know. It was just really annoying.
Yeah. I mean, this money issue keeps coming up. So she must really be kind of down and out or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So I guess Hydroxycut has stopped paying her or something. So the next scene is Kristen heads over to Brittany's apartment, Brittany and Jax's apartment, to prepare for the roast. And Brittany's a little nervous because she is not a comedian. She says she's only used to being in beauty pageants and things like that. So they're sitting there and
just trying out material on one another. And
yeah. And, then Brittany gets a text from, who texted her? Sheena, because Sheena had just been with Tom, and she lets Brittany know that Tom is planning on bringing up the fact that Brittany and Kristen had possible relations with each other, that they, quote, hooked up. So that becomes very awkward because Brittany's mom questions like, well, what do you mean? And Kristen has to just rip the Band-Aid off and say, he's going to say that we hooked up.
Well, the look on Kristen's face when she said that was like, you know, like, you know, when you're next to someone, you're like cutting, you know, doing that cutting signal, like cut it, cut it, cut it. No, she seemed like she just didn't really want to bring it up. Mm-hmm. So do you believe that that actually happened? What do you think that that's all about? Jax was pissed in the beginning of the season when he said he walked in on them.
And no, I do not think that it happened. I think that it's completely fabricated. I just do. I don't think they hooked up.
Do you think that Kristen was just doing this for show, or she didn't want to upset Brittany's mom? Let's say it did happen.
I think that it's all tying into the next show.
Yeah.
Like, clearly this is a theme. How the mom is potentially a little bit homophobic, and maybe they didn't even know in the beginning. And this is like a nice way to wrap it all up, to have not only, you know, kind of like the irony of, like, you're upset that Jax possibly had relations with a man. Well, your daughter had relations with a girl.
Yeah. I mean, this was blowing up on Twitter for a while. It's kind of a uncomfortable thing, I guess, or I guess I don't think they really saw that as something that was negative when they were saying it. Or, I mean, look, the mom has views on,
I mean, it is, I'm sure sitting there as a mother that would be upsetting to hear that the especially if you had a different thought of how Jax was. If she really is just now getting to know who Jax is, she should be shocked by everything that he has done.
Yeah.
And like everyone's been saying, the fact that he maybe kissed a guy should be very low on the list of the other crappy things that he has done.
Yeah.
And it just seems like that it was really blown out of proportion.
Well, she was not really happy about that. So they Kristen ripped off the Band-Aid and said they might bring up a rumor that Jack started about how me and Brittany hooked up. And the mom's face kind of just fell. And she said, I don't like that. You know, that makes me want to
pack up her bag and bring her back to Kentucky.
Yeah, so.
Which I thought that was ridiculous. And I thought that poor Brittany looked like a little girl, like being
scolded.
And you could tell that in her face there was a little bit of like rebellion, where she was like, why don't you try that, mom? You could tell that she, maybe the mom wasn't in full support that she move here with Jax. You could see that there is definitely some tension there.
Well, no, they talked about how Jax brought this up from the first day he met her. So he's definitely got these things that he does with girls all the time, you know, where he just rushes into things. And I don't know. I mean, they've been together a while now, but it was definitely, I think, it all happened fast. And she moved out here pretty fast. She didn't know it was going to happen. I mean, it could have went the same way all the other relationships with him went. You know, she could have been homeless, you know, or didn't have a place to stay. So I would be concerned if I were her mother just for the fact that she's with Jax.
Yeah, so then everyone starts, we go to Jax's his party, which is a roast, which this was amazing. I loved this theme for his party. Like, what a perfect theme for Jax.
What a good idea.
Yeah. He's kind of the only one in the group that could handle something like this with, you know, and kind of shrug it off. And his, it would be funny and he would act nervous. Just everything about it was perfect. For this event, Ariana is the one who rocked the braids and Tom rocked a little pony. And I thought that was interesting. You know, they alternated braids. Yeah. So I wonder if the braid man, you know, was for her this time or if Tom braided it for her. So the roast of Jax, again, I just thought it was amazing. They had Sherry, Brittany's mom, sitting right in front, you know, looking right at Jax. He was not happy about that. He said he just wanted to keep his eyes on the ground. And Brittany put a little king's hat on him that he had to wear the whole time.
He wore a crown and sunglasses.
Yeah. And he said that, you know, he was definitely shitting bricks. He was really nervous. And I thought that it was amazing that Tom goes up there and says that Katie's seven bridesmaids, four out of seven have had sex with Jax.
That's true, yeah. So who do we have? We have Brittany, mm-hmm. Stassi, mm-hmm. Kristen.
And Rachel.
And some other chick, yeah.
The comedian Rachel O'Brien.
Okay. She's a bridesmaid?
Yes. And I found it strange that Rachel wasn't at this event.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't they have her to, you know, put the camera on her for one of those awkward moments? I went, maybe she was on tour or something.
Yeah.
So we have
Kristen emceeing the whole thing, which she did at the last episode with the comedy club. So she's introducing all the
I thought that roasters. She did a really good job of introducing everyone. It was definitely 100 times better than her comedy show. And I was glad to see that she had a microphone and things like that. And she did. She prepared something to say before each person went up. It was funny. So then Ariana goes up and Kristen tries to kind of roast her and it just kind of backfires. And Ariana gets up there and just kind of lays her out.
Yeah,
and
she was. She does not like Kristen, that's for sure. Or she's got some, no. You know, she still has that kind of chip on her shoulder.
But I was kind of surprised that Ariana was reading so much from her phone. I mean, I see that they all are doing that. But I would think that someone who takes comedy so seriously that she would have possibly had her speech memorized or she would have she would have taken pride in having her timing down without looking at her phone. And I couldn't believe that she was looking down. And sometimes you couldn't even hear what she was saying because she was kind of mumbling it. We had our subtitles up so we were able to see. But when she was looking down at her paper, or I'm sorry, it's her paper, not her phone, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. I mean, she talks a big game on things like that, on, you know, her skills a lot of the time. So you would think she'd be the one to try to memorize everything, but she had some zingers.
You know, the braids are just such a theme this season. Ariana's braids, Stassi is rocking double braids, and Stassi's rocked braids in numerous episodes. Lala loves a braid. And
are
so,
braids a big thing right now?
Yeah, it must. The braid man must be coming on set and just braiding everyone up.
Oh yeah, they all have. I mean, maybe it's the whole theme of tying everybody together. The group is coming back. The braid, you know, everybody's woven into each other. But yeah, so the roasters, they got off to a good start. Kristen had some shots in there at Jax about being,
you know,
40.
The other thing that I thought was interesting was when Kristen was introducing Ariana. Did you hear how she mentioned something about lesbian porn?
Yeah, I didn't get that. What the hell was that all about?
I get that because I don't know. I just get that vibe from her.
Did her and
and I get that vibe from Tom. I get that they are possibly in a relationship of the wrong sex.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they're swingers or something. Or
like they identify with different groups or something.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was funny when she said, you know, it was like, you know, you are not the father. She was funny. Okay, so then Katie goes up, and I found Katie's.
She said she was given stolen sunglasses. Or no. Jax gave her sunglasses one time, but they were his ex-girlfriend's. And then they switched to a picture of Katie's Instagram wearing that pair of sunglasses.
I just thought her bit was so awkward, how she kept growling.
Yeah, she was doing that. She was saying
She's like, now it's my turn to rail you.
Yeah, yeah.
And your ex-girlfriend. Like, she was just like so growly.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's how she's like, come here, Bubba.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she's just nervous.
Maybe.
But the...
Oh, my God. And then the best... Like, and what a shocker. This came out of left field. Shay gets up there. Like, would think that he would talk? He gets up there and says, well, at least I'm not the fattest guy in the group anymore. And you could tell that hurt Jax more than anything that anyone said, because he was like looking around like, am I fat?
They were three jokes in and Jax was still looking around.
And he's like, and everyone's like, yeah, you're fat. Yeah. Like, sorry.
Sorry, Jax. Yeah, he's definitely gotten a little chubby this season.
The cami wasn't doing him any favors. He maybe needs to wear like a little compression cami still.
Yeah, maybe some Spanx. He's definitely a little bloated this season. But no, Shay got the zingers, man.
Yeah, that I was impressed. I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah, that was funny. Because, yeah, he used to be the chubby one of the group. Yeah, now Jax is.
So then Tom Sandoval goes up and he said some really funny things too. He's like, have you guys ever noticed that it's always like allergy season for Jax?
Mm-hmm.
And was that a little nod to coke use?
I think so, yeah. Well, he said that, you know.
And then he can't feel his teeth.
He barged in the room one day and was like, I can't feel my teeth, you know.
Yeah. And then he reveals his birthday present, which is a hilarious kind of collage of a face that Jax made last season when they were in Hawaii. And it was hilarious.
Yeah, they were. Was that like they were hungover, or was that when he got out of jail?
I think so.
It looks like the next day after a night out of drinking.
Yeah, it was funny though.
Yeah, it was the it was a collage of Jax's face, and but he also mentioned that how a couple seasons ago Jax had insulted Tom, and this was when they had talked about Kristen and Jax hooking up, and Tom was pissed about that when he found out, and Jax basically told him, you know, I mean, if you were able to satisfy your girlfriend, maybe she wouldn't have, you know, effed me. And Tom brought that back up. And he said that, you know, if you were able to satisfy your girlfriend, maybe she wouldn't have needed to hook up with Kristen. So they brought that up again. And that was the joke that they were talking about earlier. They were covering Brittany's mom's ears. And she seemed a little uncomfortable. And then... I mean, this was a roast. I mean, come on, it's all in good fun. And then Schwartz hit the stage, and they talked a little bit more about Jax and I guess the previous relationship with the gay man. Mm-hmm. He lived with a gay man, he, mm-hmm. photographer or something like that. He'd model for him,
mm-hmm.
something like that. So.
In Miami, yeah. And then it wraps. Stassi goes up there and. She shows a bottle of Cristal, a sandwich, and then like a little poster of that says like trust and innocence. And she's like, what do all these things have in common? And it's all things that Jax stole.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And Lisa also does a little video for Jax and... you know, lays into him too about getting arrested and everything. But I just want to say just again, why wasn't Rachel O'Brien there? And why wasn't Max there? Max, shouldn't Max be able to roast Jax?
Once again, Max not invited. I mean, they probably didn't even tell him.
I know. And it's like Lisa could have swung by and picked him up. I don't understand why he doesn't have the same production schedule as everyone else.
I mean, they're just...
Maybe he was with Faith.
possibly. They're probably making him work a shift.
Yeah. Yeah, he was probably bust. Yeah, they're like, we are short on staff, Max. You can't film. You can't go to the party. Like, no one's going to miss you. Get in the back and bust tables.
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, in the opening credits, he's in way in the back, too. So, Max always getting the short end of the stick. Not fair, but the roast was good. It was funny. I really enjoyed this episode. There was some uncomfortable moments, you know, with the with Brittany's mom. I'd like to see where that goes. They definitely touched on some sensitive nerves there, and especially with their, you know, their lifestyles, and, you know, is Brittany right for Jax? Is that going to work?
Yeah, I have to say, so the news broke today that Jax and Brittany are getting a spinoff show, and that it's already been filming. So it's not a question of like, oh, wow, they're maybe getting, no, it's already filming. It's already done. I already wasn't sure about how I felt about watching them on an entire show by themselves. And this episode confuses me even more that Bravo would want to kind of stir up this type of controversy against the mom and, you know, her beliefs or whatever is going on. And it's not really making me want to watch the show. I wouldn't say that it's a turnoff, but it's a very awkward, uncomfortable feeling. And it's not like, ooh, I have to see what happens. It's like, I'd rather just not watch.
Yeah, it is. I mean, parents, political beliefs, sexual orientation. It's like,
and it's like, it's not like we're talking about a guy who is going to be, oh, we're going to fix him. Jax is going to do a 180. He's going to be a great husband and a Southern guy. There's no way. There is no way that he is going to ever be anything.
Oh, what if they did that? They approached it with that angle. They're going to take the
Of course, that's what they're going to do.
City out of Jax.
Yes.
Are they really going to do that?
Yes.
Oh,
they're rolling it out as like the Green Acres meets Beverly Hills.
Oh,
Green
no.
Acres. They're probably going to. He's probably going to wear like some wellies and go out and, you know, help with the farm duties and learn the ropes of what it's like to live.
He's going to feed the horses and pitch hay.
And then he'll learn where those Southern values come from. And they all will be one big happy family.
Yeah. Is he moving? Are they really shooting it out there?
Yeah.
No way. In Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, I want to see that now. That sounds pretty interesting.
What?
Just to see what Jax does in that situation.
No, I will watch too. I'll support Jax. And I like Brittany, but I'm a little, I don't know. I obviously they're forming a new package for us to view these two as. And it's just a little alarming because they've been such kind of backseat characters this season, I think. There's really been nothing going on. But this episode was fun. It was entertaining. So we'll go with it. And I like that Jax is maintaining his douchiness, as in, he, like in the promo coming up, the mom kind of corners him and she's like, I'd like to talk to you about the homosexual comment that you made at the roast. And he just straight up walks out. Like, you can tell that something was said he didn't like and he just pieces out. And I appreciate that. I'm glad that he's not just bold. At least he's like saying what he feels and kind of moving on. And I felt like he was doing that on the after show too. He's saying how he feels and moving on, which I think is a change for Jax, because normally he just tells people what they want to hear. So I was kind of impressed to see a little bit of growth there.
Yeah. I mean, he was not taking that lying down. And on the after show as well, you would see like that he was kind of angry that people might be judging him.
And I also found it weird that he wasn't jumping to defend Brittany. He wasn't jumping to defend the mom. He wasn't saying, oh, no, they're good people, that they didn't mean anything by those comments. He didn't say that at all. He just didn't really address it. And he was just specifically talking about himself, which I also think is a smart move. the last scene that kind of happens before we got to see that promo for the next week was Kristen goes out on the patio to confront Tom about kind of taking it too far and embarrassing her and Brittany in front of Brittany's mom. And this scene was super awkward, and it just goes to show that once again, they were out on the patio away from the group, and Kristen had to go film away from the group on the patio. It was a super uncomfortable, awkward scene. Like, Kristen, one of Kristen's eyes was kind of twitching in it. She was like, why did you have to do that? And they're like, good talk, dude. All right, dude. Like, it was just so awkward. You can tell that they are not over their breakup, and that hatred is just so raw, and it's... there is definitely a problem there. There is a filming problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at all the crap she put Tom and Ariana through a couple seasons ago. Or just Tom alone. And
but Tom is dramatic himself, too. Like, he can't... I know it looks like he handled it better, but I think that a lot of it was him just... kind of egging her on with the way he was acting. He quickly was happy in a relationship, and he just kept poking at her. It's like poking a crazy person. Of course she's going to react.
Yeah. Well, he had that, you know, he had the opportunity to do that.
And he was insensitive to kind of her feelings and how long they had been in a relationship and stuff. And just right away, just not kind of acknowledging that they ever cared for each other. That would make any girl go crazy.
Well, Ariana hates Kristen's guts, so...
well...
you know.
Kristen hates her, too.
Yeah.
Team Kristen over here.
I don't know. I'm starting to like Ariana a little bit more.
Get out.
The episode overall was great. I loved it. This is where I want to see Vanderpump Rules going in the future, and...
yeah, it was really, really good. And yeah, super fast paced. No one was wasting our time. It was good. And the wedding is coming up. It's got to be coming up. We have to be seeing the bachelorette and bachelor party coming soon. They're still going to Louisiana. So I can't wait to see what's coming up.
Yeah, definitely more in store for the group. But keep the group together, Bravo. Keep them together. Keep the peripheral characters on the periphery, you know, let them do their thing once in a while, you know, bring James and Lala in here for comedy
and Max.
But yeah, let's keep the core group going. Let's see more with these guys. And
And let's think about maybe doing a spinoff show for Max. Let's get that going.
Yeah. What do you guys think of that? Max having his own show.
I say hell yes.
That might do very well. Okay. Well, thanks for having me this week, guys. You know, I always enjoy my time here. Vanderpump Rules Party. So maybe I'll see you next week. It all depends, but I had a great time tonight. So
thank you so much. Yeah, and please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Rate us, review us, share it on Twitter, Insta, whatever. You can always email us at vanderpumprulesparty@gmail.com. And we'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much.
Keep listening. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.